And welcome to the 15th episode of Rebel Force Alliance Podcast, the podcast about Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes. I am your forever awesome, amazing host, Ednar, and I'm joined today by actually only one of our co-hosts. I'm joined by the co-host, Coleman. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. You know, what's that about you being so awesome?
I am awesome, and I am in a great mood. And you know what? I'm in a great mood because of Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes.
Okay.
Which hasn't happened in a while, so this is kind of amazing. And we'll get into why I'm happy. Those of you listening probably have heard me say why. Like, heard me rant. Or not rant, but proclaim the amazingness of what happened. Or what is supposed to happen. But as you heard, we have Coleman, but we don't have Dave. Dave is actually on vacation in Disney World getting some sweet, sweet Star Wars swag.
Disney World.
So he'll be back for the next episode. We just wanted to, get a small podcast. This is going to be a shorter one than we normally do. But we got some big news after our last episode with McMull, which, you know, thank you everyone for the feedback on that one. That was, I mean, far and away our biggest episode we've ever had. So thank you to all who listen, and thank you to all the feedback. We will not be having as much information on this one as we did on the last one, though.
And I got to say, I was really worried about that last episode, but I want to thank everyone for their support. And it was a lot different response than what I thought. So thank you.
Yes. So thank you, everyone. But we're going to go and start talking about these new characters. We're not going to go in depth with them this week. We're just going to kind of overview them, more or less go over the content update without going in depth on the characters. So we got two new characters and we got two new ships. We got Unmasked Kylo Ren, and then we got, what is it's First Order. Why can't I think of the name? First Order.
Come on, you got this. You can do it.
I'm going to do it. Starfighter TIE Pilot?
Oh,
no?
Breaking my heart here.
Special Forces TIE Fighter. Everything they refer to him as is SF TIE Pilot. I was like, wait, what does SF stand for? Damn you, CG, and your, you know.
Special Forces.
Special Forces TIE Pilot. And then we got the new ships. The TIE Silencer, which is Unmasked Kylo Ren's ship, and then the First Order Special Forces TIE Fighter. So you can guess that the TIE Fighter pilot is the Special Forces TIE Fighter plane. All right. So, I mean, Unmasked Kylo, awesome tank, auto taunter, two turn stun. I mean, I think he's a great character. Coleman, what do you think of him?
I think he's a great character, too. I love his kit. It's very unique to him. Little bit interesting on his leader ability. I'm glad he finally has one, as well as that Force Stasis. But not going to get too far into that this time. Next episode, we will.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Now, I will say one thing about his leadership ability. And it's not just his leadership ability. It's the leadership tendencies I've started to see.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like every faction is starting to get a leader ability with plus 30 speed.
Yep.
Like, every faction now has the speed bonus. And I was thinking,
not Resistance.
But Resistance is one of the few that doesn't need no speed bonus.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't. And who knows? They still need, more resistance characters in the game, probably. So,
hey, maybe Jedi Rey's leader ability will be like plus 40 speed.
Can you please correct yourself?
I'm sorry. Lightsaber Rey.
Exactly.
Lightsaber Rey.
Not Jedi Rey. There is no proof she is a Jedi.
It's all the same.
No, it's not. If otherwise, Commander Luke Skywalker would be Jedi Luke.
He's still a piece of turd.
You're a turd. Yeah, yeah, I said it. Deal with it. But no, I'm sorry. Like, the first thing that popped into my head is I'm like, are they trying to get rid of the need for speed mods? And I'm like, wait, no, this just makes it worse.
Oh, yeah.
I was just like, wait, no, that's stupid thinking, Gert. Stupid, stupid, stupid. And then I'm like, this just makes all these old characters, because I've noticed like a lot of the newer characters are starting to get lower base speeds.
Yeah, which I'm sure Lightsaber Rey, there, see, happy.
There you go.
Okay. Well, she'll have a decent base speed.
Probably, yeah. But, like, I mean, if you look at the two new characters, the Unmasked Kylo and the First Order, the Special Forces TIE Pilot.
Yeah, not the speeds I thought.
They're, like, 132 each or something like that.
Yeah, but for the Unmasked Kylo, that's not bad, considering he's a tank.
No, yeah, it's not bad for him, but for the First Order pilot, it's something that kind of shocked me. Because I can't remember. We're getting too much into, like, the kit, so we'll save that for next week. I think we both agree that, though, Unmasked Kylo is going to be he can actually almost be a plug-and-play tank. He's a... might be blasphemy, but he's a dark side Kenobi.
Almost. He has almost.
He's not as good as Kenobi, but he's going to be that tank you want to get up, and you can plug him in on any team for dark side.
Yeah, I almost wonder what would happen if you left him alone.
Yeah.
Because he can hit pretty big numbers.
And he can heal...
Yeah, which we'll get into that later.
Yeah, so it's one of those things where, he's going to be real good. Now, reversely, I think we both agree the First Order Special Forces TIE Fighter, or the TIE Pilot, is not that great. It's kind of underwhelming.
It's meh. Like, I'm interested in it, but I'm going to, slow farm this one.
Yeah, this is not one you're spending a couple hundred to get to 7 stars, because honestly, if you have a full get a full First Order team together, he's probably getting left off the team. So I mean, I can't see it. So I don't even know if he'll be a slow farm for me. Like, I'm sure he'll eventually be a slow farm for me, but I have zero interest in farming him.
I have some interest, but yeah.
And then... go ahead.
But now there's ships.
Ooh. The ships are sexy. And I don't like ships.
I love ships, and I can't wait to start delving into these things.
Yeah, like, I am not a ship person. I think I've made that quite clear. But I was always a proponent of they needed more ships in the game. And they just added two new ships. So, I mean, they're well on their way, and they added two really good ships.
Yep.
Again, the First Order, Special Forces ship. Good. Not great, I don't think, but it's good.
It's kind of like, it's almost like the Millennium Falcon, but a little bit not as good.
It's like the Millennium Falcon, but a billion times easier to get.
When it releases.
Well, you can buy packs, can't you?
Yeah, you can buy packs, but who's going to buy a pack?
People who love ships.
Yeah.
Now that they have crystals for first place, I mean, there's no difference in them going whaling on ships versus arena.
True.
So I could see somebody do that. Now, if you're going to choose a ship to whale on, the TIE Silencer. That's the ship you need to whale out on. This ship is ridiculous.
It's really good.
I'm gonna say it right now, it's the best ship in the game.
It's gotta be.
Now it needs other ships with it to really make it really excel, but this ship is going to change.
Yeah.
It's gonna change the way you do ship battles if you have it.
I can't wait to put it in alongside my First Order TIE Fighter and shuttle.
Now, what lead will you use? Like, because I remember, because if those of you didn't know, Coleman, you were on another show this week. What show were you on?
I was on Reality Skewed Gamers.
Yep.
Live stream on YouTube.
And I was in the chat channel harassing you the whole time, and you couldn't see it. But they brought up a good point. Will you use Executrix or will you use Chimera?
In my opinion, honestly, I'm still going to use Chimera because that ship's just way too good. I understand the Tarkin ship and its speed and offense, but when it comes down to it, those critical hits, I saw a lot bigger damage out of the Chimera rather than anything else.
Yeah, but, I mean, even with the TIE Silencer, you're going to be putting debuffs on people left and right.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to do 15% more damage for each debuffed enemy, and that's doubled for Empire allies.
But I guess, yeah, you're right. You're talking about Executrix.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't think you can go wrong either way.
No, I don't think so.
It's also the second fastest ship in the game, too. So, yeah.
That was the fastest.
Poe's like 196, and this one's like 194.
I'm still throwing it at my fleet, so I have the three fastest ships.
Yep. Yeah, Poe, TIE Silencer, Imperial TIE Fighter are the top three ships. So,
mm-hmm.
So yeah, this, if you're going to whale out for these new characters, who, I will say this, I love the new characters, I love the design, I love the animation. The animations, CG has been killing it lately.
Whoever's been doing these animations, I've got to give big shout out to whoever, I don't know who it is, but they've done an outstanding job lately.
Yeah. Like, the drag, like the Palpatine drag of the lightsaber, so good. But yeah, those are the four new, well, two new characters, two new ships that we got. So we're going to, like I said, we're going to go more in depth with them next week once Dave gets back from Disney World. Only if he brings us each back a present. I want something. Yep. Do you want something from Disney World?
I do.
Okay. So if Dave...
I want a pair of those Mickey Mouse ears.
Okay. You don't want, like, anything Star Wars related? Because, you know, we do have two Star Wars podcasts.
Yeah. I mean, if he gets me one of those, like, authentic lightsabers, I'll take it.
Oh, yeah. No, I'd take that. So Dave needs to make this happen.
Yep.
But we got four events. So each one of these ships and characters got their own event. Now, the weird thing to me is all four of them released at the exact same time. So we had four events going on simultaneously. And that was weird to see all of them at the same time, because we're so used to them being spread out.
No, absolutely, yeah.
Now, can that mean anything?
I don't think so. I think it's just more of a time crunch thing.
Because they are releasing a special character towards the end of the month or in December?
No.
Yes.
Not yet.
Oh, fine. You're squelching me. This is censorship. But, so the events. The First Order Relentless. The First Order Relentless is basically to get the Special Forces pilot.
Mm-hmm.
These are all, I mean, you did them, Coleman. How easy were these?
Very. They're more key events. You can use whoever you want, so.
Yeah. It's not that difficult to unlock them. You unlock them at 3 stars, am I right?
Yes.
If you do all of the modes. So you have the First Order Special Forces pilot one, you have one for the First Order TIE Fighter, one for the TIE Silencer, and then one for Unmasked Kylo. Now, yes. Unmasked Kylo had extra events.
Yep.
Extra rounds. It actually had, because all the rest were, you know, the normal, 3 rounds. First round unlocks them, second and third give extra shards and some credits, so, you know, straight up. But the other one, the Unmasked Kylo, had, I think, 6? Was it 5 or 6 events?
I believe it was six.
It was 6. And then the 6th one was a bonus event. And Coleman, you actually had something rather interesting come up.
Mm-hmm.
What was that?
Okay. So when I did Unmask Kylo's, you know, marquee event, I went in there, and for the sake of, okay, it's Unmask Kylo, I put in an entire First Order team, you know, Captain Phasma Lee, of course, because Kylo's already there. Mm-hmm. But when I went in there, I was like, the first five phases blew through, no problems at all, whatever. It's First Order. Once you get them going, it's hard to beat them. However, the final bonus stage was interesting because I didn't get a turn because it was against the Resistance.
Mm-hmm.
And thank the Lord that, you know, Unmasked Kylo had his pre-taunt up, because that's all they did. They all got turns. I didn't get it. I hardly even got one. Thank God for preloaded turn meter. But I'm sitting there wondering, like, okay, it's almost my turn. Look down. Oh, it's not my turn yet. You know, 2 minutes later, look down. It's not my turn yet. Keep looking around. Why isn't it my turn yet? I was like, oh, Finn's got his Zeta.
Mm.
And so the entire time, Kylo's there, Unmasked Kylo's taking all these hits and not dying.
Fair.
It was very interesting because he's not taking exposed, he's hardly taking any exposed damage.
Yeah, see, I didn't take that much time to, I autoed it.
Well, I like to play in these things. I like to play around in them.
I check out the new abilities, but once you start getting to phase, like, once you start getting a little deeper, I'm just like, okay, I'm one-shotting every character in here, because I use my CLS team. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm one-shotting every character in here. This isn't testing out.
Yeah. But, on a side note, though, I really did like how they put the battle on Takodana, and it's the whole fight scene area where the First Order and the Resistance do their little air fight, and, you know, everyone's running around fighting.
Yeah, I did. This was one of my favorite maps.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just because it was so recent.
It's so recent, and it's so, like, I guess, nostalgic, or I can't think of the right word.
It was, I know what you mean, but I can't put my finger on it.
Yeah, I know. It's like on the tip of my tongue here, but I can't, like, think of the word.
Dave would have gotten it for us.
Oh,
but
yeah,
he's at Disney World. So,
have fun at Disney World, Dave.
Yeah. Thanks, Dave. But, yeah, so these four events are up. If you haven't beaten them, it's not hard. Mm-hmm. I think you just need to be, I think, level 20 plus to do them. Even though I don't know if you'll even need any characters outside of Kylo.
I doubt it.
So those were the events. Pretty straightforward, typical marquee events. Let's see, let's keep going down. Shard Shuffle. There were no rotations for this game update because I don't think we have any, do we?
Mm-mm. The one to look for in the next 1 or 2 weeks, though, should be the veterans.
Hmm. I think the veterans are going to announce when they release stuff for Lightsaber Rey.
Even then, I think that might be a little bit ways away.
Eh? Where do you think they're going to end up?
I think they're going to end up one's going to end up in probably Galactic War. The other one's going to end up in maybe, I hope, not guild shipments, but I can see territory battles shipments.
I'm going straight up Arena and Galactic War.
Okay.
Both of those have not gotten love in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I would say Cantina Shop, but they just got the U-Wing. So, yeah, I'm thinking they're going to be nice, easy farms from Arena and Galactic
War. Because there's no use for them.
Outside of the Rey event? No. I don't think there is.
which is still speculation if we do need them, but there's some.
It's a highly educated speculation.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I mean, if they make them super easy to farm and they give us like 2+ weeks to farm them before the Ray event goes live, I'm totally okay with that because that's not a super hard farm for those
no,
two.
No, it's pretty easy. It's just click, okay.
Yeah, the hard one is going to be the BB-8 for most people.
Mm-hmm.
Because First Order Stormtrooper is one of the hardest farms in the game.
Yep.
So, but expect to see that. We got 2 new environments. We got Jakku and just space.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we got 2 new map environments. Keep an eye out for those. Now, they did do an update to old Kylo Ren, and we are going to be referring to him now as Hunchback Kylo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Hunchback Kylo's lash out. What they did to him is they changed it so it reads, deal physical damage to all enemies and gain retribution for 2 turns. Not changed. Here's what changed. This attack can't critically hit and deals bonus damage equal to 50% of Kylo's or Hunchback Kylo's critical damage. First Order allies and allies with advantage gain 25% turn meter. When you first read it, you're just like, okay, this is a nerf. And then you actually think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, like we talked about this before the show, I think this is actually a buff.
I agree.
For this meta. Because when you're going up against Kenobi and that team, if you can AoE and not trigger any Zeris or Kenobi crit immunity or crit healing, the better.
Mm-hmm.
He's still going to hit really high because of the critical damage, the 50% of Kylo's critical damage. Like the added bonus from that, you're just not going to critically hit. Now, you actually tested this out, and you said he was hitting pretty hard.
Harder than what you think. So, generally, the lash out, it hits pretty low, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't hit that hard.
But you've got to think, with all that added crit damage coming from Maskless Kylo to going to Hunchback Kylo, is that he can still hit on basic damage. I had, you know, not great mods, so bottom of the barrel stuff. And he was hitting 11-12k with basic damage, and the protection on Zeris teams to get rid of, it's pretty easy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you're essentially doing the bonus damage is what would be 50% of his crit damage would be 80% with a unmasked Kylo lead because it has 40% critical damage if you have Kylo modded right.
It'd be an added, so you got to think 216 plus an extra 40. That's 256. That's an extra 125 offense.
Wow, my math sucks, and I'm an accountant.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean that's a lot of damage.
Mm-hmm.
To hit everyone with that damage.
And not only that, but if you're running the full First Order team, everyone's pretty much has advantage all the time.
Yeah.
So they're going to gain 25% turn meter.
Yep. The one thing that I want to know is they changed this because they said the Kylo Ren's special ability lash to prevent an exploitative strategy. Wow, I can't talk. Like they did, there's a strategy going on that you could exploit the game. I want to know what that was.
Okay, so it's actually pretty simple.
Okay,
so. And it requires going into Unmask Kylo's kit a little bit. But it's pretty much per critical hit, you gain, I think, 20% turn meter. If you put advantage on Kylo Ren, Hunchback Kylo, and he crits all 5 times each time, it's unlimited turns.
Oh. Yeah, I could see how that could be a problem.
Yeah.
I don't know if they'd like that.
I don't think they would.
I feel you could solo everything in the game. So,
they didn't want that that dark side resistance thing going on.
What's wrong with that?
Kylo's
gonna end up on the resistance team anyway.
It's just interesting. I don't think they have any other plans to make another team like that.
No, I don't think they do. So yeah, that's a change. I think it's gonna be great. I mean.
Yep. I second that.
I think First Order is going to be pretty good in the arena.
I think once we see a few more First Order characters pop up, they'll be good in the arena. It's missing some pieces. We got the first piece. Now we're waiting on the other few.
Who else could they? I mean, Hux.
Hux, the flame trooper, because that's a pretty big favorite, yeah. Right there. The executioner.
But for every First Order character, they have to add another Resistance character.
Yep.
So you got to think Resistance doesn't have that much.
It's already unbalanced though.
Oh, no.
Resistance has more than First Order does.
No.
Yeah, BB-8.
You have 7.
Ray. That's 7 right there. First Order only has...
They have 7. See? Now whose math sucks?
I just don't know Resistance characters too well.
Okay. Yeah, with BB-8, it gave them 7. So, I think... Actually, yeah. So we'll get Lightsaber Ray, and then we'll get Hux, and then we'll see from there. I think those are the only two characters I can say will occur in the game.
Hopefully Hux comes.
Hux. I can't see why they wouldn't.
Yeah.
I also can't see why Snoke wouldn't be in the game. I mean, there's no reason to not have him in the game.
I hope the Knights of Ren show up.
That, I think they might save for the third movie.
Maybe.
Me personally, I think Knights of Ren will play a big part towards the end of The Last Jedi, but play, like, a huge part in the last movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think that's going to be a third movie type of thing. But, alright, we're getting off topic here. We got to keep going. So, as always, with these new events, we got new packs and bundles. So, each character at each ship got the lottery packs, as a lot of people call them. So you can, for, I think it's what, 1,200 crystals or 1,299?
Mm-hmm.
You can get between 5 and 330 shards. Although for ships, it's between 5 and 100. That seems weird. So you can't get lucky on the ships and max it out with one buy, but you can with the characters.
I mean, it is a pretty good ship, so...
It just seems weird that, like, you couldn't max out the ship, but you can max out the character with one pack.
It's a little odd.
So, but they're 1,299. And then you have the other pack, which is a lot cheaper. A lot cheaper than a lot of people thought.
I love this pack, though.
Yeah. So the pack you get is you get 25 shards of Unmasked Kylo, 25 shards of the Silencer, and then 25 of the First Order pilot.
Special Forces.
Yeah. And then you get credits. You get Omegas.
You get 6 Omegas.
Yeah, you get 6 Omegas, just some mats, like, some fodder, stuff people don't care about. And I remember on the show you were on earlier this week, and you guys were guessing $49.99, $59.99, $69.99. $19.99 is the price. $19.99, you get 100 shards.
I did not find a single person who said anything bad about that pack.
No, this is a great. This is one of. This is probably the second best pack I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
The first one being the one when Gear 12 first came out with Hoth Rebel Soldier or whatever, and you got like four pieces of like Gear 12 gear.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was probably the best pack, but this is probably my second favorite pack or second best pack I've seen in the game.
Yeah, this is my second favorite pack. My first favorite one that was different.
What was it?
It was the Omega Matt pack.
I don't remember this pack.
So pretty much it was a gamble. You can get anywhere from 3 to 10 Omega Mats and like 10 to 30 Purple Mats.
Okay. Yeah, I remember this now.
I like that pack. I can't seem to keep a hold of Omegas.
See, Omegas to me, like the purple pieces, I can't keep. I don't know
God,
why.
God, people keep saying that. I'm like,
I how? Spend them so quickly. But my Omegas, I hoard that shit. I think right I now I have like 60 some odd Omegas.
How do I do it?
I don't know either.
I've got over 1,200 purple mats, but I've got no Omegas.
Yeah, I have like 4 purple mats. So yeah. We'll just leave it at that. So I highly recommend
trade?
Yeah, sure. But you have to give me your 7-star unmasked Kylo.
I don't know about that. I kind of like him.
Okay, how about your 7-star Shore Trooper?
Can I get all the shards I wasted back?
No.
Never mind then.
Damn it. Alright, fine. No trading then. So get those packs while they last. They'll be out for... I don't think they said... Oh, they said it's available November 9th, but I'm sure it'll be going on for the rest of the month.
It's here and it's now.
Yeah, it's here now. I don't know when it's going to be over, but you probably have a couple weeks.
30 days?
Yeah, because we... Oh, yeah, I guess I could look at the game.
Yeah.
Actually, it's 29 days and 2 hours.
Okay.
Get your shit right. And then it will be extended because there's still like 20 days left on the Night Sisters.
Mm-hmm.
So, but now let's move on to the important part of the notes. We don't care about Kylo. We don't care about the new ships. We don't care about any of that.
Some of us care about
you can't squelch me now. You cannot do that now. We're at the point where I'm allowed to talk about this.
And mute.
Oh. No muting me. So, in the what's ahead, it says, and make mine a double. Now, more than likely, I'm saying this is actually Hondo. I'm saying it's not guaranteed Hondo because this is not... I don't think it's an exact quote, like word for word, that he says in Clone Wars, but it's really close to what he says to Kenobi in the Clone Wars. The only other thing I think it could be is Devil Drops.
In honor of the anniversary.
Yes. But the anniversary is still in November.
Mm-hmm.
So usually the what's ahead is what's coming next month. So, but I still think it's going to be Hondo. And I'm holding out hope.
You know, this last what's ahead with the maskless Kylo...
Mm-hmm.
You can kind of tell where it was headed by the login character, so maybe next month's login character will be able to tell what it is.
If the login character is a scoundrel,
you're gonna lose Hondo. Your crap.
It's
you're
Hondo.
Gonna lose it.
Yeah, like if the login character is like Dengar,
you're gonna lose it.
I'm gonna lose my shit.
Yep. And you have a perfectly good reason for it too.
Yes.
So I can't say anything to
yeah.
you.
Yeah. It's like if they came out and they teased you the Inferno Squadron were coming in.
Yeah.
You'd
I was
your
losing
shit.
My mind.
Yep.
I'd be like, "Well, I'm going to open up my other bank account that I've been saving in money."
Yeah. Now, if it's not Hondo and it's Double Drops, yes, I'll be disappointed. But then I'll be like, well, it's Double Drops. I'm not going to argue with Double Drops.
Millennium Falcon Shards.
If it's Millennium Falcon Shards, then I'm going to be upset.
I won't be. Going back to what we skimmed over it for a quick second, and going back to the Rey event, back a couple episodes,
yeah,
is that they added the Jakku space.
Yes, they did. Which
in speculation, this is all speculation, kind of points toward Millennium Falcon being needed for the Rey event coming.
Yeah, I could see it, but
because they've also now given us, depending on when this event comes, 6 weeks or more to farm that ship.
Yes, they have, but at the same time, they also gave us all the impossible to farm ships at the same time.
It's tempting, but
so it's not like, hey, we just released the Millennium Falcon to hard node. It's, hey, we released all our impossible farm ships to hard nodes.
Mm-hmm. But with the Rey event, I'm just saying, it's kind of starting to point that way.
It could. I mean, I agree, you could need the Millennium Falcon.
I can see it.
I don't think it's likely. Personally, I don't think it's likely. But if they do something like they did with Luke's journey, where you don't need the same characters in every phase.
Mm-hmm.
I could see them telling a story of, like, you know, the first phase is just is Rey, Finn, and BB-8.
And they're on Jakku.
Trying to escape. Phase two is them escaping in the Millennium Falcon. And then you need the Falcon to win. Yeah, you know what I mean? Something like that.
Yeah, and then they'll go pick up the veterans, and then
yeah,
so on and so forth.
Yeah, I could see it.
Hey, Ednar?
What?
I downed your mood.
You did.
I got you off topic.
You did. So let's revert back to Hondo. I see a lot of people, and I've seen this on Reddit, Hondo is not a bounty hunter.
Mm-hmm.
So don't think we're going to get a bounty hunter rework. He is a scoundrel. A scoundrel rework makes a ton more sense if it is Hondo.
I'm opening up my game real fast. Keep going.
Okay. It's one of those things where I think he could have amazing synergy with a lot of the scoundrels that are out there. But more than likely, it will lead to a scoundrel rework, which is badly needed.
It's badly. Something I've been looking forward to for a long time.
Yeah, I'm just trying to see who's all listed. You have it open. Who's all listed as scoundrels?
All the bounty hunters.
Okay.
Then you have, of course, Han, Lando, and Stormtrooper Han, which the two Hans don't need a rework because they just got reworked, so don't even look into that. Captain Han, the veteran smugglers, I wouldn't even look into them either. Clone Wars Chewbacca has to say it, so don't even look into that. But the bounty hunters, you know, Boba, Cad Bane, IG-88, Dengar, Zam, Greedo. Oh, new gunnery.
Yeah, Gamorrean Guard.
And the best one of them all, Mob Enforcer.
How about Ziggity Zam Zam Wessel?
Yeah, I said that.
Oh, you did? All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could do a lot of reworks on this. I mean, honestly, with Captain, with the veterans, when they release the veterans into whatever, Galactic War arenas, that's when they could announce a rework for Scoundrels.
Mm-hmm,
absolutely. So you get two more Scoundrels released into the wild. You get Hondo as a special character. And yeah. And then you get a rework for Scoundrels. Everything lines up that this could be a good possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Is all I'm saying.
Now, there, I have a theory. It's very, 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 like, sketchy, though.
Okay, let's hear it. I like sketchy theories.
This is entirely my own thought, speculation completely, that if it is Hondo, and based on Mobile Gamer and Crazy Excuses video on the requirements for Jedi Rey, if you look at that video, don't hit play, but scroll in on the screen, that's the caption picture before you hit play, and look on the far left as you see Aura Sing.
Okay.
She's a scoundrel bounty hunter kind of thing. And if it is that, and that's artwork from CG or Cozy, whoever, it could be something to look into. And on the left, it's pretty much all bounty hunters.
Okay.
Which is kind of interesting. It caught my attention. I was like, huh.
Like, this could happen.
This is starting to look like it's going to happen.
It really is. I see you've come over to my side.
I'm all for the bounty hunter and scouter rework. I'm not for Hondo. Just for you. I had to say that.
Dick. I had to say that just for you.
Thank you.
So, but yeah, I mean, until we know for sure, it's all pure speculation.
Yep. It's our best guess.
It's our best guess. And the Hopefully best guess sense. Of all. There's no other ones that make sense. Because I said so. Yeah. So, I think that's actually probably about it. Because we wanted to keep this episode fairly short today. We did fairly well.
Yep.
I think we're just above 40 minutes. Coleman, do you have any last thoughts?
I do have a shout-out to give, and that's to Rebel, or not, wow, I'm messing up, RSG. And if you have a chance, Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, so Eastern U.S. time, go onto YouTube and type in RSG Swag Live Stream, and it's a really interesting show. It's got Grande Patron, Warrior, Sir Loki, and a bunch of others. But give him a shot. Oh, I can't forget Finn. Sorry, Finn. But yeah, give him a shot. It's a live stream, so it's all about SWOG. They love the game. They're very interested in it, and it's a lot of good content. So
yeah, it was a good show. I enjoyed watching it.
Yep.
So yeah, definitely go check them out. I do have one shout-out on my end, and this is more of a public shaming of someone in my guild. I have been deemed to have shamed this person, and that is MLP in our guild. Her name's MLP, stands for My Little Pony, and she is obsessed with porgs. Me and her go back and forth on porgs. What is your feeling on porgs?
Oh, it's the next Chewbacca.
Okay, I said it was the next Jar Jar.
Oh.
And I hate porgs. Like, every time she brings up porgs, I found a picture on the internet of a stormtrooper holding a decapitated porg's head.
MLP, I want to thank you for this opportunity to now just go off on Ednar on the show.
Yes.
With something new.
So, I am shaming her publicly for this.
And I am thanking her publicly for this.
But, yeah, we will be back next week with an all-new show with Dave. And we'll go in-depth on these new characters and any other new information they may drop.
Yeah, we'll definitely do some theory crafting with the First Order characters.
Yeah, because there's a lot of theory crafting. Like, outside of the obvious First Order team. Like, there's a lot of theory crafting that can happen with this team outside of just First Order. So, we will do that next week. As always, we can be reached at RebelForceAlliancePodcast@gmail.com and at Twitter at RFA Podcast. We do have a Discord now. I will be attaching the Discord link in our show notes, and I will pin it to the top of our Twitter page. We encourage all of you to join. Right now, it's just me, Dave, Coleman, and Mick Mull. We're lonely. We want more people to talk to.
And we'll be happy to answer anything. We'll talk to you and all that stuff, too. So don't think we're just going to never pop in.
Yes. We are in there. Heck, we talk in there all the time, just the four of us. Join in. We'd be happy to have you. But we'll get that on the show notes and on top of our Twitter page. And until next week, let's go get some Hondo.
I was gonna go get some dinner. I'm kind of hungry.
Death to porgs. Good night.